باب قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رب مبلغ أوعى من سامين. وبه إليه قال حدثنا مسدد قال حدثنا بشر قال حدثنا ابن عون عن ابن سيرين عن عبد الرحمن بن أبي بكرة عن أبيه رضي الله عنه وعنه قال ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قعد على بعيده وأمسك إنسان بخطامه أو قال بزمامه قال أي يوم هذا؟ فسكتنا حتى ظننا أنه سيسميه سوى اسمه. قال أليس يوم النحر؟ قلنا بلى. قال فأي شهر هذا؟ فسكتنا حتى ظننا أنه سيسميه بغير اسمه. قال أليس بذي الحجة؟ قلنا بلى. قال فإن دماءكم وأموالكم وأعرابكم بينكم حرام كحرمة يومكم هذا في شهركم هذا في بلدكم هذا ليبلغ الشاهد والغائب فإن الشاهد عسى أن يبلغ من هو أوعى له منهم.
باب قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رب مبلغ أوعى من سامع. نقدر نبدا الباب إلى جزء of a hadith where the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned some people to whom the message has been conveyed. مبلغ مفعول, the message has been conveyed. They preserve the information more than the person who heard it directly. The person who got the information indirectly may preserve the information more than the person that got the information directly. What is the purpose of this Tarjumatul Bab? Allama Halabi Rahmatullah Ali states that according to Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali, if a person teaches hadith, but he is not a muhaqqiq, or put it in our words, he is not a faqih. But he understands the hadith, the content of the hadith and the message of the hadith. Then it is permissible for such a person to have this discourse of hadith and teach hadith. It is not necessary that the teacher of the hadith be a muhaqqiq. The fact that he has got understanding of the mazmoon and the content of the hadith that is sufficient for him to relay the hadith. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi states, the purpose of this Tarjumatul Bab is, it is not necessary that always a teacher is more learned than the student. Subhanallah. And that is the desire of every sincere teacher. He doesn't want to remain at top of the students. His desire and tamanna is students will excel him because it is for the reward and the pleasure of Allah. So he says it is not necessary that a teacher always excel the student in knowledge. It is probable that a student may excel the teacher in knowledge as well. The issue of respect is different, but in terms of having knowledge and quantity and quality of the knowledge, it is probable the student may excel the teacher. And Hadha Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi says, the purpose of this Tarjumatul Bab is that a person that is more superior in knowledge, he may also acquire knowledge from somebody that is junior to him. You don't only acquire knowledge from somebody that is senior to you or equal to you. You acquire knowledge from wherever you can get the knowledge. So it is possible that somebody may not be as learned as you, but he may have something that you don't have. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi presents his sanat. And I want you to focus on one narrator here. حدثنا ابن عون, great illustrious muhaddith. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi mentions, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي لَزَمْتُ أَنِّي لَزِمْتُهُ حَتَّى أَمُوتُ أَوْ يَمُوتُ. Abdullah ibn Mubarak said about ibn Aun, how I wished and how I desired that I would remain attached to him, stay with him, stay in his company until I would pass away or who he would pass away. That's the amount of ilm and knowledge he had. And we are talking about a great, this is a statement of a great illustrious muhaddith. Mujtahid Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayh. Now one can understand the level of ilm and knowledge in Ibn Aun rahmatullah alayh. And another muhaddith, Mahdi rahmatullah alayh, states, مَا كَانَ بِالْعِرَاقِ أَحَدٌ أَعْلَمُ بِالسُنَّةِ مِنْهُ. There was nobody in Iraq more learned and more knowledgeable on Sunnah than Ibn Aun rahmatullah alayh. So, he narrated the hadith of Muhammad ibn Sirin. Muhammad ibn Sirin narrated the hadith from Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakra. And Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakra narrated the hadith from his father, Abu Bakra. Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakra, who is the son of Abu Bakra, it is stated about him, أول مولود ولد في الإسلام في البصرة. The first child, Muslim child to be born in Basra. The son of Abu Bakra, Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakra. So, Abu Bakra, رضي الله تعالى عنه says, ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Don't read the Nabi as fa'il. Because in Zakara, the file is Abu Bakr. So Nabiya will be maf'ool. Zakara Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qa'ada ala ba'irihi. Abu Bakr mentions, on one occasion, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated on his camel, and one person was holding the reins of the camel of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who that person was? Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi states that insan here refers to Abu Bakr himself. The narrator have a doubt whether the word khitam was mentioned or the word zamam was mentioned. But both of them have the same translation. It refers to the reins of the animal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sahaba, ayu yawmin hala? Which day it is? Fasakatna. We kept quiet until we thought that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to name this day another day. Keep it another name. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is it not Yawmun Nahar, 10th of Zil Hajj? We mentioned yes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the second question, which month is this? We kept quiet until we thought that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to name a month with another name. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented and he said, is it not Zil Hajjah? We mentioned yes. On that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, verily indeed, your blood, your wealth and your honor among yourselves, it is sacred like the sacredness of this day, like the sacredness of this month and like the sacredness of Makkah Mukarramah. يُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبُ. Then Nabi Kareem Sahib mentioned, those of you that are present, شَاهِدْ يَمِينْ الْحَاذِرْ and you can see بَيْنَ السُّتُورِ, that those of you that are present, convey the message to those people that are not present. And Nabi Kareem explained the reason for that. For the person that is present, he perhaps, asa, probably, as perhaps, he may convey the message to that person who may preserve the message more than him. The last part of the hadith forms the Tarjumatul Ba'ah, in which, according to Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, that a person who just knows the hadith, he's not a muhakkik, he can pass over the hadith. Like the person who heard it directly, he is not not more preserving the hadith than that person who may be conveyed the hadith. But the fact that he knows the hadith, the content of the hadith, he can convey the hadith. Or according to Hadith Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh, that the person that may convey the hadith, he is a more learned person, but he's getting a knowledge from somebody that is junior to him in terms of knowledge. Oh, هذا الشيخ زكريا العذبان شنو ما بنقول رحمة الله عليه according to him that the person that conveyed the hadith is the teacher, but the student is أوعاد the teacher. And in that way, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah present refers to all three purposes of the Tarjumatul Bab. And it is possible all three may be included in here. This hadith will come elsewhere, wherein when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked this question, Ayyu min hada? So in some hadith will come, Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam. And here they mention, Fasakatana. Now, the correct is that Sahaba did mention Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam. And the same Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam has been interpreted by other muhaddiseen as Hatta Sakatana. In other words, they did not respond, but they left it over to Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, we understand the purpose of this riwayat and the importance of conveying the hadith to other people if you have proper understanding of the hadith.